This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 83 of bookcareers.com live. In our latest Book Careers Job Club meeting, we were once again discussing publishing recruitment, this time with Helen Harradine from Inspired Search and Selection, and I'm pleased to share with you the conversation. If you're unemployed and from the UK book industry, you can join the Book Careers Job Club. Just visit our website for more information. And if you're involved in recruitment in publishing or the book industry and would like to participate in a future meeting or podcast episode, then please get in touch at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Today we're joined by Helen Harradine, Managing Consultant of Inspired Search and Selection Limited, one of the biggest recruitment consultants in UK book publishing. Hello, Helen.
Hello, thank you so much for having me, Suzanne.
It's brilliant, and thank you so much for spending the time to talk to us. Now, I'd like to run through a few questions and answers, if I may. These have all been submitted by members of the Job Club. So let's start. What does the recruitment process look like when applying for jobs through an agency?
Okay, well, there are so many myths around about going through a recruitment agency, definitely. So going through an agency doesn't mean you get less money, for example. We are experts and have worked in publishing, so we authentically love publishing and view ourselves as part of the community. I mean, I certainly do. To put it another way, we are like agents to the publishing talent, like literary agents are to authors. So publishers come to publishing recruitment experts such as Inspired to find talent for their organisations, much like commissioning editors go to literary agents to find talent to publish. As an agency, we will register you so we get to know you, not just your CV, and brief you fully on roles before you tailor your application. And it's always a live human behind that screen reading all your CVs. I think that's good to kind of be aware of. It can sometimes be very intimidating, can't it, to kind of submitting your CVs into the void, but there's always going to be a real human being behind that. You will then write a tailored covering letter and we will submit your application and introduce you to the publisher, our client, on your behalf, our candidate. We will organise the interviews for you and get you prepared for them. That's really important. So you'll know, you'll really be in the know of who you're meeting, when and where the interview is, as well as offer interview advice throughout that process. We'll then negotiate the offer on your behalf and make sure all of this is in writing. We keep in touch during your first few months in your new role. I really like that part. So we make sure all is okay with you. And then we will one day hope to recruit for you as our client when you're looking to hire for your own team. It definitely, you know, if you are rejected, it definitely doesn't mean that you're not good enough or that you wouldn't be great at the job. Inspired want to be supportive, caring, professional and reliable for your job seeking journey.
Thank you. And that's why we like working with you so much. How has recruitment changed during lockdown?
Oh my gosh. Well, isn't it amazing kind of how quickly things have adapted? I remember listening to Callie Suzanne on your podcast before and her saying that HarperCollins kind of turned around to remote working policies within 24 hours. So like, it's just so amazing to reflect and think on how agile we've been as an industry. In terms of recruitment, it's now all done remotely for the moment. So we and our clients are using much more video conferencing technology and adjusting to that. You know, we work with all sorts of types of publishers across the board. So it's just there's been a lot of change, and there's been some barriers, and there's been a lot of adjusting, but it is still all kind of ticking forward through remote software and conferencing technology. It's amazing, really.
It is. I mean, it is amazing when you look at the size of companies like Penguin Random House and HarperCollins, and how quickly they've shifted all their remote working policies, but also all the logistics of getting all computers out to staff that didn't have equipment. It's really been an amazing quick response. Now, there was a quote on the news saying that this was the toughest job market in more than a generation. Do you think it will pick up soon?
Okay. Yes, so it's hard to argue against this, as we too have seen a really dramatic kind of pause in the market. But we do believe it will pick up, especially with a lot of the government schemes that they have launched. I mean, it's hard to get into publishing in the best of times, but a lot of the trade press is reporting really positive results, despite the supply chain failure following the majority of routes to market shut down. We believe brand new roles will evolve from this, and have already seen lots of new kind of approaches and skills requested in marketing, for example. So we've worked on a few direct-to-consumer marketing roles, and I'm talking about the growth of all different types of audio roles with different publishers. Obviously, people have still been hiring for business-critical roles. But I think if you are job hunting right now, you really need to upskill during this time, otherwise you'll find it really, really tough. You need to take up new skills and be able to demonstrate how you can learn easily and quickly, and how understand how this might help an organisation, how this might add value. For example, events are now online, woohoo! If you can show your knowledge in Zoom webinars, for example, this would really stand out. And, you know, there are some positives. So this is an awesome time for online networking, as we're all doing now. And I just want to reassure everybody, I don't want anybody to panic. There are always going to be recruitment needs, and we are seeing kind of publishers kind of gathering momentum once again, and we are seeing some confidence come back to the market. So I just want to kind of reiterate, don't panic, and there are some kind of positive shoots happening, definitely.
Yeah, I've been seeing that too, and I think some of the positive news that comes through, things like Bloomsbury's turnover, and I think the news again this morning is positive too about how publishing hasn't been hit too hard in many areas through lockdown, and in some areas has actually benefited, and that can only reflect in the job market either still recruiting or hopefully increasing. Have your clients found hiring new people during this time? Were there any challenges they faced when doing so?
There were a few initially in the early days, and bear in mind we've only been like this since March, so any new starters from lockdown are still only in kind of month 4 or 5 of their new jobs, so it's still early days and hard to tell. Most of our clients have and seem to be embracing this new way of working and really trying to make it work. Change has happened quickly. Line management, for example, can be a real challenge, as old school ways of managing where if your team showed up and they were working, so the job done is no longer an option. I think some upskilling and time needs to be put into the new kind of approach to motivational management. Be very self-motivated when working on your own at home, and hiring people who are not proactive in networking across the organisation and showing value may be a challenge. So make sure you get noticed even from a distance. Make sure you kind of continue networking with your team and And I think that can be quite difficult maybe for maybe introverts as well, like that it's just something to be aware of, that you are at a distance, so you do need to kind of talk about and celebrate your successes. That's an important part, I think.
Yeah, I think on the other end, it's also difficult for extroverts who are used to having camaraderie and banter face to face. Suddenly, where, you know, which might encourage them and that they thrive on, to suddenly find themselves in what can feel like a very self-isolating situation.
Yeah, and I suppose it's like the same with everything. So everybody is different and everybody copes with what we're going through in a different way. I've spoken to some candidates who absolutely love it. They thrive working from home. You know, they don't really want to go back into the office in the future. But then some people are like, just really, as you were saying, they really do thrive on kind of bouncing ideas off other people, collaboration, and so really we do want to get back into the office for a multitude of reasons. But I think hopefully we have been quite inventive with thinking about remote ways on how to collaborate, and we're just going to have to continue to adapt and try and make sure it works for everyone, really, to make sure that we're kind of continuing to build that inclusive workforce and inclusive environment for everyone.
Yeah, and that brings us on sort of to the next question. As everyone is working remotely and likely to be for a while, do you know how candidates are set up when they get a new job during this time? For example, how training is carried out and how they're getting access to systems and emails, etc.?
Yeah, so technology is sent out to the candidates, and then using mobile and video conference like Microsoft Teams and Zoom, which you will all have heard of, is used to kind of share screens and show them around the systems and the organisation. A lot of training facilities have moved to remote training and e-learning models. I think most people have like a dedicated manager or mentor that they can always kind of call and ask questions, and there always seems to have to be some sort of dedicated plan in place. It definitely takes a lot more planning, but conferences have gone virtual and are still moving ahead as well, so that can be another kind of tool there for training. But yeah, people are adapting and it's happening. But I know there have been some worries about how effective it is. But I think as long as publishers are planning and then providing kind of facilities for people to continue to ask questions and be curious during those first weeks or months of starting a new role, that's important. And when we were talking about socializing with the team before, like that's an important aspect. So I know some people do kind of like regular tea breaks every day to make sure that these new starters are feeling involved and part of the team. There's obviously all these Zoom quizzes that are happening, and I think if we just continue to kind of make sure that there are some social events available, if you want to join them or not, if you have new starters, I think that'll be very valuable for them.
Yeah, that sounds really good, because imagine starting a new role in a new company where you don't know anybody. It can feel even more isolating, because I'm assuming within that you're worried that you're not doing a good enough job.
Yeah, there's a lot. I remember at the beginning of lockdown, especially when people weren't used to working from home, there were a lot of kind of insecurities kind of creeping in. And I think regular feedback is absolutely essential from your managers. If you can try and make sure you're getting regular feedback, that's useful for those insecurities. But also I think it's just getting used to it. It is a whole new environment, and it's a whole different type of way to work, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's very different, because most jobs that have remote working, probably you go into the office a day or two a week, or a couple of days every other week. But to be completely detached from a head office must be very weird. That's okay. And bringing it back to recruitment, how useful are recruitment agencies for entry-level roles?
Okay. We do get in entry-level roles from our clients and have a dedicated entry-level consultant within the team. But what do you mean by the question?
I think this has come from somebody that's early on in their career, because they don't see their many entry-level roles coming through recruitment consultants.
Okay. I'm working on a couple at the moment. So we do get entry-level roles in, and I think that entry-level is so important. You know, we need to engage and develop talent within the industry. We go to universities and other types of panel events and also in our own registration interviews to make sure people are aware of the different types of opportunities in the publishing industry, especially the roles besides editorial. And I mean, it's absolutely fantastic now that degrees aren't an entry-level requirement. Acknowledge that it is a very competitive part of the industry, but personally, I mean, I love interviewing and representing entry-level candidates who have core transferable skills from different types of experience and a real enthusiastic and proactive manner. We love hearing about kind of side projects and that they've been involved in, and talk through what makes them special and what's going to make them stand out as a candidate. We get a lot of applications, but we review each and every one, and you'll always hear back from us. If you're not the right for one position, perhaps you will be right for another. So at that level, it is just so much about kind of dedication and persistence, and not get feeling down. I think bring that kind of positive go-getter vibe and have your goals and don't give up on them, basically.
Yeah, agreed. Now, do companies also directly hire for roles that are offered by recruiters?
So, yes, they do, but don't get caught out and apply via the agency and then directly, also, as it will make you look bad. Some people advise you to do that, but you don't know how strong the relationship is between the recruiter and the hiring manager. So if you decide to apply via the agency and don't advise that you're also going to apply directly, this really will reflect badly. What Inspired does is we always kind of check where you have applied recently, so we make sure you have an up-to-date do make sure you have an up-to-date list to hand when you're speaking to recruiters, and that way there's no confusion or crossover. It's kind of like going back to the literary agent scenario. So commissioning editors will be looking for talent working with the agents. They will know that agents are going to submit amazing talent and amazing manuscripts, which is why they go to the agents, much like why publishers come to us, and because we always want to kind of introduce publishers to the best candidates in the market.
That's great, and I agree there is that if you are applying directly and you've seen the job with an agency, always mention to the agency that you have applied directly and that you're still very interested in that role, and let the agency work for you where they can. Now, how can someone make the most of a publishing recruiter's services?
Okay, so make sure you hold a strong and transparent relationship with your recruitment consultant. The more transparent you are, the better the relationship. I would say kind of follow up. Don't wait to be contacted, but be proactive. I feel like I've said proactivity and proactive quite a lot, Suzanne, so sorry if I'm repeating myself.
No, but you have to be proactive in such a competitive job market. You cannot be passive. You cannot sit back and wait for somebody to get in touch with you. You have to be looking for the opportunities, looking for the openings, and keeping up, as you say, with networking, particularly at the moment.
So exactly, and you know, this is another kind of myth when it comes to agencies. I hear sometimes people complain, oh, I registered this agency and I never heard back from them. And you know, I suppose that doesn't sound very good. But if you ask, did you ever call or email the agency, and the candidate says no, well then, you know, I mean, I think it's always, I always advise candidates to actively look on our website and kind of let us know if they see a role of interest. And it's so important kind of to make yourself stand out. And it's your job search. This is your thing. This is your opportunities. So don't wait to kind of create your own opportunities.
That's so true. It's so true. Now, have you heard anything about future opportunities in the north of England now that Hachette and HarperCollins both have offices opening there?
So this was one of the biggest game changers that we've seen in trade publishing, and we are super excited and fully supported. We think it will bring so much more for regional opportunity and grow a whole new talent pool of publishing talent and voices for our industry, which is much needed right now. I can't talk about HarperCollins or Hachette's strategies individually, as I'm not their spokesperson, but if you are based in the north and keep an eye out for opportunities, it's always worth applying for London roles as well, and in your covering notes say that you're based in the north and ask about the possibility of doing that role in the northern office or remotely now, actually.
Great. Now, a candidate has said that they're being offered interviews for non-publishing jobs. However, they want to remain in publishing. With 31 years experience and only 47 years old, they're starting to think that their age is a problem. Does age come into recruiters' decision making?
Certainly not with Inspired, but it would be wrong for us not to acknowledge that we do have a huge crisis of lack of diversity in the publishing industry right now. And ageism is one of the areas that does need to be addressed and tackled, as there is this huge pool of talent with absolutely incredible experience and knowledge that's potentially being looked over because of ageism. Inspired are an equal opportunities employer, but we also we scrutinise all of our clients with the publishers' briefs and roles, so that we are really able to represent a broad and diverse shortlist of candidates. And I mean, I can't stress enough how important inclusive recruitment is.
I totally agree on all of this, and I've seen ageism is one of the things that Book Careers has been trying to tackle as well. But it is, whilst you might feel in a lot of cases with the candidate that, oh God, I'm older, I'm not going to get any progress, sometimes that can just be in your mind and not actually represent reality. But we do, you know, we're equal opportunities here too. And I think most publishers within the industry are too, thankfully. Mm. Now, someone's asked, whenever I see an ad from a recruitment consultant on job boards, there is never much information given about the publisher behind it. Is this due to privacy reasons? It puts me off when I can't do any research into who I'd be working for.
This is another myth. So myth number four, I think we're on. We would never ever put your CV in front of a publisher without your permission. When you apply for a job with a recruiter, we are assessing your skills and competency for the role. We will then have a conversation with you, and then if suitable, brief you fully on the role and organisation, ask you to go away and tailor your application for the role and send it back to us. And if you are registered with us and see a role advertised, you can just call us up and we will brief you straight away, so give you all the details, salary bracket, that kind of stuff straight away.
That's great. That's great. Thank you, Helen. That's been really informative. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers, or on Twitter at BookCareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.